Hi, Adam Beverly here. Welcome to my podcast series called Making the Cut. I hope to give you a glimpse of my songwriting and recording process and what it takes for me to record and release an album. Good morning from the studio, a rainy summer morning in Denmark. But luckily, it's not raining in here. In here, the coffee is hot and good and strong, so life is good. Today's episode is going to talk about the difference between title tracks and singles on an album. A title track is a song that shares the album's title. For example, on my latest album, Take Forever, there's a song on the album called Take Forever. And for the purposes of today's episode, I'm going to go back 6 years and talk about my 2013 album called Back Course, where on the album there was a song called Back Course. And then I'm also going to talk about the singles from those albums so we can try to hear the difference. So let's jump in the studio time machine, if there is such a thing, travel back to the year 2013 and take a listen to a clip from the song Back Course, which was the title track to the album Back Course. Here it comes.
Don't wanna go, cause I won't wanna leave. Don't wanna know, cause I just wanna believe. Take a bit of pressure, it might take a bit of force. I'm 180 out on my back course. 180 out on my back course.
Back Course, still one of my favorite songs to play live. At this point in the podcast, I have to decide, am I going to talk about the technical songwriting aspects of a single or title track, or am I going to talk about the vibe, the message in a title track versus a single? Typical me, I'm going to talk about both of them, just one of them real quickly, and then move on to the one that I want to talk about. So, for me, a title track has to encompass the bigger message of the entire album, under which all of the other songs on the album are small aspects of that message. And that is also the case for all of my albums, Burn, Back Course, Radio's Navigation, and Take Forever. The title track is the message, and then all the other songs branch out from there. But if we talk about this song from a songwriting technical aspect, there is no intro in this song. Check it out.
Don't wanna go, cause I won't wanna.
Actually, there is. The intro just comes after I sing.
I just wanna believe.
And after doing this podcast, I realized the radio hosts or people, they like to talk over the intros, and there's no intro, which already there makes it not the best choice for a radio single. But there's another aspect of the song which makes it a non-single, which is part of the biggest reason why it didn't make the cut as the single, and that's the chorus. A chorus should be memorable. It should be something that people can sing along with. It should be something that includes the title, and all of those things I just mentioned are not present in Back Course. Check out the chorus of Back Course. All the words, all the non-existence of the word Back Course. Based on the chorus we just heard, this song should be something that rhymes with the word ground or sound or time or sign, but I chose to call the song Back Course because I chose to focus on the other aspect of a title track, the big message that encompasses the entire album. If we move on to another part of the song, the C section or bridge, whatever you want to call it, there are a bunch of other words that also don't include Back Course. Check it out.
So tell me what you want, cause I'm running out of what I got.
Of course, I still love this song, but there are a lot of reasons why this song did not make the cut as a single for the album. The chorus is cool, never say the word back chorus. The bridge is cool, never say the word back chorus. The verse is cool, never say the word back chorus. The word back chorus only comes 2 times in the pre-chorus. There's no intro. Cool song, great vibe. It just doesn't fit the technical aspect of a radio single. The radio single from the album, called I Feel, is totally different. Check this out.
feel like fighting back, feel it coming on. I don't feel like standing tall, pretending nothing's wrong. I feel like being me, and I feel like holding you. I feel like both shoes fit, that ain't nothing new. Now I feel for you, my friend, I feel the hurt of pain. I feel the winds blowing, I can feel the seasons change.
I said the word feel 10 times in the clip we just heard. If anyone is in doubt what the song is called, all they need to do is wait through those first 10 times of feel to hear the chorus. The chorus comes here. Check it out. This song starts off with the words I feel, and then around 11 seconds later, I tie up the chorus with the words I feel to make sure that the listener knows exactly what this song is called. And that's one of the main reasons why this song made the cut as the single and not that chorus. Another aspect of why this song made the cut as the single is that it musically, it's more accessible than Back Chorus. Back Chorus is a little louder, a little more rocky, a little more noisy, and I Feel is much more accessible to many more people. I Feel and Back Chorus are pretty extreme. On my new album, Take Forever, the difference isn't quite as big, but it's there. Let's take a listen to the title track from Take Forever. The song is called Take Forever.
Throw it away, leave it behind, just put it a place we can't find. Break it to pieces, glue it together, do what you need, take forever.
And there it was. Around 35 seconds into the song, I say the words Take Forever, which is pretty good. The decision for me between Back Chorus and I Feel was pretty easy, as we could hear. But Take Forever has some cool elements, but the chorus just doesn't quite do it. Again, I end up in that classic Adam Beverley wordy chorus, where it just doesn't tie it all together that well. Take a listen to the chorus of Take Forever. That was the ending chorus, where it was a double chorus, a little bit longer, and I end each chorus with Take Forever, which is cool. There's just a lot of words going on. Again, in this song, I had to choose the topic that I said I wasn't going to talk about in this podcast, but actually I kind of have to talk about the idea that the title track has to encompass the vibe of the album, and that's what Take Forever does. The words and the message in Take Forever encompass all the other songs on the album. So, that was the title track. Let's take a listen to What We Need, which is the single from my album, Take Forever.
I've been looking at you, you've been looking for me. The funny thing is that we both know exactly just right what we need.
And there it was, 12 seconds into the verse, and I say the title, What We Need. Another magical aspect of a single is the magical aspect. Wow. It's the aspect of it just works. It's happy. It's got a cool vibe. It catches you. And What We Need has that special vibe to it. Let's go on and hear the next section of the song.
A little more time. See where this road leads. Know what to do.
And there it was again, around 12 seconds into the pre-chorus section, I basically spell it out for the listener. This song is called What We Need, and then that leads right into the chorus. Let's take a listen to the chorus.
Stars light above us, they put on quite a show. We can see all around, and we can take this real, real slow. This is life as we know it. Believe.
Wow, I just about blew it. I just about fell into the Adam Beverly trap of making a very wordy chorus that takes a long time, if ever, to get to the title of the song. But at the end of this chorus, I finally say, remember, this song is called What We Need, where I basically spell it out again for the listener. Even though the chorus is atypical of a radio single, because of that, I feel like it still has the vibe that works as a radio single. But the aspect of this song that I really like, and maybe it's one of my darlings, maybe I should have killed it, but that's the bridge or C-section, whatever you want to call it. And it sounds like this.
We need to take the first dance, forget all the fear. It's worth a big chance, life is now and here. Take the shaking hand, I'll do this with you. We'll both make a stand and see the dreamer in you.
It's pretty safe to say that What We Need isn't that complicated when you think of the chord structure. There aren't that many chords, and the chords that are there are pretty predictable. But this bridge section, or C section, adds an edge to the song and helps set the stage for the breakdown version of the chorus that comes before the ending of the song, where the chorus repeats itself and where I get into the What We Need, where I spell it out for the listener again. And that's one of the main reasons why this song, instead of Take Forever, made the cut as the single for the album, Take Forever. Just like my choruses, I know I get a little bit wordy in this podcast, but I hope that I help shine some light on the process that at least I go through in the selection of a single on an album versus the title track of an album. So, thanks for listening. Hope you come back next week to hear episode 3 of my new podcast series, Making the Cut. Take care. See you out there.